I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. Big AFC matchup on Monday Night Football as 8-4 New England Patriots are on the road at the 7-4 Buffalo Bills. Buffalo is coming off a win over the New Orleans Saints, while the Patriots are in the midst of a 6-game winning streak and are a perfect 5-0 on the road this season. Bills wideout Stephon Diggs on playing on a Monday against a rival.
You know, it's Monday Night Football. If you ain't getting up for Monday Night Football, I don't know what to tell you, but especially against a division game. It's a division game, and people say they only count as one, but they damn near count as two when you win, especially with your momentum and what you want to do. So they're a hell of a team. They're playing extremely well. I think they got like 5-6 games in a row. You know, it's going to be a challenge for us. We're going to have to execute at a high level.
That's courtesy of BuffaloBills.com. NBC Sports Points Bet currently listing the Bills as 3-point home favorites. For the first time in school history, Purdue men's basketball is number one in the AP Top 25 poll. The Boilermakers move up from number two as Duke drops to number three, with defending champion Baylor now at number two. Rounding at the top five is UCLA and Gonzaga. Two top 15 teams are in action in men's college basketball as number 14 Florida hosts Texas Southern, while 15th-ranked Houston welcomes in Alcorn State. Meanwhile, in women's college hoops, just one top 25 team takes the court as number 6 Indiana hosts Penn State. The University of Miami is hiring Oregon head coach Mario Cristobal hours after firing Manny Diaz after going 21-15 in three seasons. Cristobal is a Miami native who played for the Hurricanes and was an assistant coach under Larry Coker from 2004 to 2006. Cristobal has already informed his players of his decision to head to Miami. Full slate of games on the NBA schedule with four featuring both teams with 500 or better records as the Charlotte Hornets are hosting the Philadelphia 76ers, the Memphis Grizzlies are on the road at the Miami Heat, the Chicago Bulls are home for the Denver Nuggets, while the Cleveland Cavaliers visit the Milwaukee Bucks. The Philadelphia Flyers have fired head coach Alain Vigneault less than 3 years into his 5-year contract. Philly is mired in an 8-game losing streak and is coming off an embarrassing 7-1 home loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Vigneault's contract was paying him $5 million annually. The 2021 Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has died after collapsing at Santa Anita Park after a workout. The 3-year-old's win at the Derby is still in jeopardy after testing positive for a banned drug after the race. A hearing by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission has yet to be held. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.